So what is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Not Your Final Destination. Are you looking for a modern website? Stunning business logo. Head over to Facebook to Legacy Digital Creative Studios and DM them to get started today. What's going on, guys? Felix here, your gracious host. 106,000 streams and counting all over the world. I want to say we're the number one personal development podcast. We're not, but we are continuing to grow. And we're going to continue to grow as I continue to put out these episodes. I've been super, super busy with my now full-time new job and exclusive first time saying it to the public. If you follow me on social media, you know that I'm already doing it, but I started a fully electric lawn care business that is thriving and bringing in, you know, a significant amount of money. And I'm not saying that to brag or, you know, this is humble. It's a humble, humble brag. Let's say it like that. Man, what a crazy, you know, couple of months it has been for myself, my family, my mental health, my physical health, my small business, just so much to go over in this podcast. And I want to share with you guys because I think it's important that we talk about it, right? Like, if I do take a couple of breaks, just because I'm going to be drinking something. So I apologize if you're a new listener here. If you aren't following me on social media, head over to at the Felix Diaz. Also follow the lawn care page. It's Charge Up Jax. So, man, where do I start, man? This is kind of crazy. Started this gig part-time, you know, out of the back of the Pathfinder, $100. Now we have, you know, 2 zero turns in the garage, 2 push mowers, a ton of handheld equipment, a truck, a trailer. You know, branding is completely being reinvented into something that that the lawn care space hasn't really seen, I would say. You know, merchandise for a lawn care business, just the full works. I want to get into giveaways, giving back to the community in a way of like saying, hey, you know, we find a single mom or someone that can't afford lawn care and we give them a lawnmower with a battery and a charger, and they're able to, you know, now not have to spend money or find someone out there to cut their lawn. And if they can't, then we'll do it for free, right? Also, if you're in the lawn care space or the home service space, make sure to check out jobber.com. It's an incredible tool that I use to stay organized. This is not an ad. This is just me sharing because Jobber has really changed the way that I do business. And even though I only have 110 accounts, it makes me look like I have 2,000 accounts with just the tools that it has. And it's a CRM for your clients. If you don't know what a CRM is, take a look at it. It gives your clients a front-facing you know, platform where they can log in, check their schedule, add a debit card, check invoices, print receipts. It's really intuitive and it has made my life so much easier with scheduling, you know, what route to take on, certain days. So I'm just super excited to share this news with you guys that me quitting my full-time job was the best decision for my entire life. Now, mind you, I worked for a company that was promoting to quit your job, so, or to start your own business or to do things like that. So this isn't a knock at them. This is just that you hear it so much and you talk to so many people and you hear in their voices in certain scenarios and cases of how excited they are to do something for themselves. And finally, I was doing it part-time behind the scenes and it just so happened to click and say, you know, I can make this amount of money here, and yes, it's safe, yes, it's guaranteed, but there's a lot of I'm gonna call it smoke, let's just call it smoke, around it that I had to deal with as well, that I was ready to kind of let go, right? I was talking to a good friend of mine, JP, and I was sharing with him, you know, I was ready to be in a role within any company. It doesn't have to be the one I left, but where I was just responsible for myself and a task. Like, hey, you come in, you knock out this goal, or hey, you come in, you're responsible for this, not be responsible for other individuals or people's, you know, time cards or people's PTO. I wasn't, you know, I came to a point where like I didn't want to do that anymore. And I think a lot of us in this space of, you know, personal development and, you know, just growth, we get, you know, in this rat race. We get in the rat race. We just say, hey, this is what I'm doing. And I wake up, I take a shower, I brush my teeth, I clock in, I do my job, I do this, I do that, I do the, and then it just like you kind of after 2 years, 3 years into this thing, you're like, this is just a circle. Like there isn't like a step that opens up and says, hey, here's a promotion to X, or hey, we noticed that you're really good at this. Let's focus and dial in on that, right? Like that just wasn't happening for me. So I started the lawn care thing. I used to cut grass, like I said, back when I was a kid. And I tell you what, every single day when I go out and do 8 to 12 lawns, I never feel like I'm working. And I get great satisfaction when I complete a job. And if you want to see my work, head over to Instagram, IG, these are plugs, @charge, like you're charging a phone, Charge Up Jax. And you can check out all my reels, all my work, all the new clients that I'm getting. And, you know, the sky's the limit. You know, back to Jobber, I filled out a Jobber grant application. I went through phase one. I got promoted into phase two. Here later on in July, they're going to see if I go to phase three. And this is going to be huge for Charge Up Jax, right? We're a fully electric lawn care business. Every time I promote it or share it with someone that wants our services, they're super shocked. Or even when I show up and they're like, man, I can't believe that those tools are actually on right now. And just so efficient, eco-friendly, and it just separates us from all the gas-powered companies. Also, no fumes, no, you know, no gas, no leaking in people's driveways. Yes, you can still kick up rocks and things like that, but that's, you know, overall in the lawn care space, people know that, right? But man, I've met so many cool people in this, you know, lawn care space that have shared with me who are also in the electric side of things. You know, investments, bad investments. I got an investor that invested in some tools. I got, you know, that some went bad, and then a risk and reward and running, you know, my payroll, and my wife's now helping me with, you know, some of the things. But the ultimate thing to me of all of this is that I chose me first. I was selfish. I chose myself. I said, you know what? It's time. I'm moving away from this space. I'm leaving the work from home. I was 283 pounds. And if you ever listen to any of the old episodes of this podcast, you guys know, the people that are OG listeners, and you know who you are. If you're one of them people or person or individuals or groups, you know that I have struggled with losing weight. And I go to the gym, don't go to the gym, do this, eat healthy, da-da-da-da-da-da. Man, doing this lawn care thing, I went from 283 pounds on working from home. This is no offense, because I know there's some people that are super genetically gifted and go to the gym every day and they work from home and they don't make excuses. But for me, man, like father of three, you know, I try to go run and then I try to come sit down for 8 hours. I get up. It just wasn't working. You know, then I went from, you know, maybe 200-300 steps a day to 26,000 steps a day to 36,000 steps a day to 41,000 steps a day. And now I weigh 230 pounds. From 283 to 230, I look like a completely different person. I think I'm going to continue to go down to my goal weight of 215. And I feel amazing. My energy. I don't know if you can feel it right now in this conversation we're having, but I'm energetic. I'm awake. I'm alive. I can lift my kids up. I can run around. I can cut 8 yards by myself and still feel like I can come back home and not be stressed out or huffing and puffing. You know, my knees and joints aren't hurting. Like, I feel really good. And I'm thankful that God has given me the ability and also, you know, the strength to push through the adversity and the mental struggles that I had while I was working, right? Because, you know, again, something that I want to preach and something that I want to share is that if you are experiencing something that isn't right, speak up. I don't care where it's at, your marriage, your friendships, your job, whatever it is, speak up. Let them know what's going on. If it's mentally affecting you, it's stealing your peace, it's stealing your joy, say something about it. And I've learned that now running my own business that, you know, everyone's not going to be happy with me. I've had some feedback of some people that felt like I was too efficient. Like, hey man, I noticed you come in, and mind you, our tools are really quiet, so people think that we're there for just a couple of minutes. In reality, we might there 41 minutes, 46 minutes is on average how long I'm at somebody's house, depending on the acreage and how long it is. But, you know, then I have to share videos and photos, and or sometimes I make a reel on Instagram so they can see, like, oh man, he did edge around the pool, he did edge around this, he did do this, do that. But anyways, the reason I wanted to make this podcast tonight is to inspire someone out there, man. I know that there's someone out there right now that is in limbo, a limbo in life of saying, I don't want to do this job anymore, but I'm afraid to take that leap of faith into what I'm really passionate about. This is my advice to you, and this is going to be something that I'm going to share with each and every one of you guys in these episodes, because I do want to record more episodes. That is something that I want to do, but I want to tell you this. If you are afraid of doing something that you are truly passionate about, that doesn't make you a coward, it doesn't make you a wimp, it doesn't make you anything, that just shows that you really do want to try what you are truly passionate about. Now, what I would say is, try doing whatever you're passionate about. If you do have a full-time job, try doing it after work or before work. For an example, I was mowing lawns before work. Now, was I passionate about mowing lawns, or was I passionate about lawn care? No, but I was passionate about getting in shape. I was passionate about being consistent. I was passionate about having more energy for my kids and for my spouse. And, you know, I'm passionate about that. But in lawn care, I also get the reward of seeing the completed project, whether it's, you know, mulching or sod or a nice cleanup or an overgrown yard, and you get to touch it and put your own touch and clean it and do, like, I'm passionate about the productivity that I'm getting while I'm out there in the field supporting my new customers, right? My customer base. So if you are thinking about jumping or taking that leap of faith, make sure that you have done it, you know, 1, 2, 3 months. Like myself, I did it for 3.5 months, and then I was ready to say, okay, I have 61 clients part-time. I was part-time and I had 61 clients. I was bringing in, you know, $5,500 part-time. And I said to myself, if I went full-time, how much more money could I bring in a month if I was bringing that in as a part-time gig? Now, some people will say, well, you're an idiot. You left a full-time gig and then that could have been money on top of it. But you don't have the freedom and flexibility that I have now. Like, I can say I cut 2 lawns in the morning. I can come back home, take my kids to soccer practice. I can take them to their My Gym classes. I can take them to ballet. I can take them to dance. I can take them to get ice cream, whatever it is, right? Like, I create my schedule, and in the 8 hours that I was working, I can make triple or even, you know, 4 times the amount that I was making in those 8 hours, you know, and that's important to me. Now, as I'm getting older at 34 years old, you gotta be ready and live a life of intentions. And I think for me, I don't care anymore about, oh, he drives, like, when you pull up to the neighborhood and, like, they see my, man, I'm in a 2001 Ford Ranger. Like, I mean, this little white pickup truck is beat up. I don't care. I don't, you know, I see the trucks on Instagram and I see everything, right? And I'll get there. And I know I will, because I got people in my corner, and I got, I'm going to call them the Dubai investor, but I have people that have some bread. And I'm just talking about that are ready to, you know, 10,000, 20, 50,000, like, ready to spend money to invest in the business and grow it the right way. I'm just not ready to take that leap of faith just yet in my business journey. But as soon as I do, we're going to share about that, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to bring the guy in that's going to help me do this. And I got multiple people, man. That's the thing. You want people in your circle who are are doing things, right? So when I get on a phone call with somebody, or when I'm on, you know, talking to somebody else and saying, hey man, you should come do this, you should come do that. Like, to me, I know that we're about to make some big moves in the space, and I'm excited that I have those kind of connections and those kind of people that see the hustle, man. And this is another thing. I wanted to share this. This is, and I'm going to close out the podcast here because normally they don't go this long. But, you know, taking that risk and saying, you know my work ethic. I know who I am. I know what I'm capable of. I know what I can do to grow this business. I know what I can do to help someone else grow this business. Like, that to me will forever push me into the direction that I need to go. You know, remember, because this is not your final destination, just your season of life. And the first step's the hardest step. But once you take that first step, anything is possible. Remember, you control every single choice that you have made so far in your life to be where you currently are. Good, bad, or indifferent. You have made those choices. Now, in order to continue to grow in this life, you have to do things that you've never done, and you have to become someone that you have not been or have became. So remember, before you start pointing fingers at people, before you start blaming others, before you start saying things, say this to yourself: have I committed to becoming who I see in the mirror beyond the person that you currently are? I know that sounds crazy. It's going to mess some of us up, but you got to do something. And I'm going to say this. I was living by this quote, and it's not even a quote. It's just like something that people were, not somebody, but somebody told me, my coach, Bob Pirolli, who passed away, is, are you going to step off the boat and trust God? Because a lot of times we as people don't realize that God is with us no matter what. So sometimes you just got, not sometimes, let me take that back. Every day you have to walk life knowing God's with you. I'm going to leave it with that. Peace and love. Make sure to follow me on Instagram. I'll see you in the next one. Peace.